Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a film from Adam McKay, who brought us The Big Short. And this time his new political comedy is called Vice.
I have to tell you, I was totally intrigued with this film. For viewers who are looking for a SNL presentation or a caricature, you will be disappointed. If you are not a political junkie, you will be disappointed. But if you really want to get behind the veil of what really happens, the different ways of power getting it and maintaining it, you will love this film.
Yes, Adam McKay makes no bones about the fact that he's a liberal Democrat, and that really comes through strongly in his films, particularly in this case. It depicts Dick Cheney as being very Machiavellian, and
his wife
as being Lynn Cheney as being like a Lady Macbeth type, manipulating behind the scenes. But it's very smart. It's Christian Bale gives a terrific impression as Dick Cheney. Amy Adams is equally good as his wife, Lynn Cheney. My problem is it didn't quite gel as well as The Big Short, because that mix of comedy, that breaking of the third wall and doing those kinds of things that worked so well for Big Short, it wasn't quite as successful this time out.
The tone shifted quite a bit from comedy to seriousness, but I overlooked it because it was so fascinating. You know, for people who have followed current events and study them and wonder about how did this take place, this puts together a very plausible theory.
If you're predisposed to like Cheney, you'll hate this movie. You'll think it's a hatchet job. If you're predisposed to hate Dick Cheney, you probably will like it. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.